I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Kentucky leaders are touting a landmark addition to the 2018 Farm Bill, opening up the state to full-scale industrial hemp production. But as WUKY's Josh James reports, other provisions in the massive bill have anti-poverty and animal welfare advocates crying foul.
The Farm Bill is a sprawling piece of legislation, outlining the federal government's priorities when it comes to growing, regulating, and distributing food. And in a rural state like Kentucky with high poverty rates, the bill's effects are amplified. This year, language crafted by Senator Mitch McConnell legalizing hemp is giving the legislation a better chance of passing the Senate.
Kentucky can enhance its standing as a national hub for hemp farming, processing, and product manufacturing.
Among those applauding is Kentucky's Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles, who said pilot hemp projects have positioned the Commonwealth to reap the benefits.
We have conducted an experiment with industrial hemp, an experiment through Section 7606 of the Farm Bill. And over the past few years, Kentucky has become a national model to put our state first when it comes to bringing back a crop that connects our past to our future.
Officials report the projects yielded $16 million for Kentucky farmers in 2017, and Quarles says 57 processors are already online in the state. And while removing the barriers to industrial hemp could prove to be a windfall for some, food assistance advocates worry the Farm Bill erects new barriers for low-income Kentuckians and their children. About 640,000, or 14% of residents, rely on the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, a safety net targeted for up to $20 billion in cuts over the next 10 years. Dustin Pugel with the liberal-leaning Kentucky Center for Economic Policy warns the legislation also tacks on new work and job training requirements for recipients, and the penalties for noncompliance are steep.
Probably the most onerous part of it is that it requires that people be locked out for anywhere between 1 and 3 years from food assistance if they mess up, either in a clerical error in reporting their work requirements, not doing it in time, or maybe not meeting that 20 hours per week.
Backers argue that 20-hour-a-week work or job training requirement for able-bodied recipients between 18 and 59 is all about breaking the cycle of poverty and dependence. But Pugel says it's likely to become even more entrenched under the new system, especially when combined with Kentucky's new Medicaid work mandates.
This really is a penalty for people who work in low-wage jobs, and the majority of people on Medicaid, the majority of adults on SNAP do work. They just work in jobs with inconsistent hours and low wages.
And SNAP advocates like Pugel aren't alone in sounding the alarm on what they see as regressive language in the Farm Bill.
Well, we're here to rally people across Kentucky, and we're going around rallying people across the nation to speak out about a really dangerous amendment to the current Farm Bill.
That's Chris Holbein with the Humane Society of the United States talking about an addition by Iowa Representative Steve King called the Protect Interstate Commerce Act. Holbein says, don't let the bland-sounding name fool you.
It could essentially gut hundreds of animal protection, food safety, worker protection laws across the country.
The amendment, which cleared the House Agriculture Committee, bars state and local governments from putting regulations on out-of-state agricultural products. Holbein says that effectively muzzles state initiatives like cage-free laws or even prohibitions on horse slaughter.
As we talk to more people across Kentucky, they're outraged.
Whether outcry from opponents will be enough to prune the measure's more controversial additions before an expected House vote this week remains to be seen. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.